So friends, my recent trip to New Mexico was a total failure. Or was it? Find out in today's video. This is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and we have to pray. We'll keep it short today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it. We're just praying with the sign of the cross. So thank you for joining me in today's video. This is Alvaro with Uniquely Mary. If you want to support it, hit a like below. You can support through Patreon and through Etsy, but I really want to get to today's video. So we know from Catholic prayer that there's this thing called Lectio Divina, where you meditate or chew on and think about typically the scriptures to find inside of it God's meaning, the thing that he wants to communicate to you, that kind of energy-filled, holiness-filled message that he wants for you. Well, I don't know if there is such a thing, but if there isn't, I'm creating it right now, and it's called Viviendo Divina. I don't know what the Latin word for living or life, Vida Divina, because we need to do that with our lives. We need to take our lives and meditate on them and ask, what was God trying to tell me? What was the message? And we need to take it and chew on it and think about it until we break it open and the inner meaning comes out. And that's what I've been doing about my recent trip to New Mexico. On the surface, it wasn't very good. In fact, in some ways I could say that it was awful. So let me kind of share some of the different things that happened. First, our car wouldn't start, just to begin. Then I got sick, and I was sick pretty much the whole time. My baby daughter got sick. Then I almost lost my drone. I missed one of the first things we got to go see. The way that we planned it, everything was so far. We were driving all over the place. Catholic stuff in New Mexico was kind of shut down. We weren't able to go to Mass as often as we wanted to. We wanted to go to confession. That was pretty much next to impossible. When we went to the shrine, it was kind of shut down. There was all this discomfort that we had to suffer through. We went to this this hot spring one day, and there was like half-naked people there that we didn't want our kids to see. And just to get there was so stressful. And we one day we went to this, we were going to go to Taos, and when we went to Taos, like, we drove all the way to get there, and then everything was closed, and the only place to eat was this place that took forever. This other place that we went to, one of the first restaurants we ate to, was just awful, and they only discounted $10, and on and on and on, just all these different stresses. And I was originally going in there thinking, this is going to be this amazing trip, so holy. The St. Joseph staircase and Chimayo and all these things. And it was not what I expected it to be. Well, come in today's feast. Today's the feast of St. John the Baptist. And I went to Mass. And I've been thinking about this, and I've been asking God, not in a rhetorical question to you, God, but God, where were you? I want to know. I do want to know. What were you trying to teach me? And the message of today's Mass, which is why it's important to go to daily Mass and to listen to what the preacher is saying, in this case, the deacon, was exactly what broke open what was happening there. So he was talking about John the Baptist and how John the Baptist, you know, he went out into the wilderness, he went out into the desert, and then he came back from the desert with this message of conversion to people. And that we needed to do the same thing. That in the first reading, it was talking about this prophet who was making all these excuses about why he couldn't preach. And so we had to instead be like St. John the Baptist, to stop making excuses, to reach people out in the wilderness of sin and to bring them into the kingdom of God. And the final message was so awesome that he gave, that we need to reach the youth that are lost in the wilderness of technology. And I thought, man, that was so awesome. And all these pieces connected together. And let me show you what it was. So this is kind of what came to mind. When John was out there in the desert, something was happening to him in those however many years he was there. We don't know, maybe was it 30, something like that. He was there for a long time. I mean, Jesus was there for 40 days. And if you think about it, many, many, many saints were out in the desert. Even St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, they had to spend their time in the desert. What did I learn about being in the desert when I was in the desert of New Mexico? Kind of strangely enough, when my wife thought of the trip to New Mexico, she was thinking of this one area that was green and lush, but where we ended up going was dry, hot, and barren. And this is what I learned. The desert is a place of absolute discomfort, of trial, and of failure, of inability to make it grow. It's a rough place to be. It's a place where you're going to get your kicked, and you're not going to be able to kick back. It's a place of pain. It's a place of suffering. It's a place of discomfort. When you live in a place of discomfort, it makes you tough. It makes you wild. It makes you strong. And that's what we do not have. So our failure when we went out there is proof of how weak we are. We are a comfort people. We live in air conditioning, leather couches, nice cars, and everything. We are spiritually weak because we're physically weak. We're physically wusses. And the desert showed us that. We couldn't handle it. We couldn't handle the high altitude. It just tore us to pieces. And God sent us out there, first of all, to humble us, but second of all, to toughen us. Because imagine, John the Baptist, what does he come back? He comes out into that massive silence and that wild roughness. And what did it make him? It helped him cut through the noise to hear God's voice. And it gave them this toughness and courage. Because one of the messages that the deacon was talking about was that as soon as we leave the Mass, we don't do anything. We hear this amazing message and we do nothing with it. We don't go and reach out other people. Why don't we do that? Because we're a people of comfort. Because we live in air conditioning. Because we're wusses. And we don't have the inner fortitude or courage to step on a roof and yell out the message of the gospel. But if you've been living in the desert for a long time and it's toughened you up, you can do anything. So all of us need to go out into the desert. And if you look at all the saints, that's what they did. We stayed at a Benedictine monastery. Saint Benedict went out into the desert to become tough, to become a spiritual warrior so that he can preach God's message to difficult people. John the Baptist did that. Jesus did that. Saint Joseph did that. The Blessed Mother did that. Like everybody did that. And I realized that I did not like being out in the desert, and that was the point. God did not want me to have a comfortable vacation. He wanted me to suffer so that I can become a man and my wife become a real woman, and we can bring the difficult message to people that are wild and stubborn. And we can bring the power of that silence, like we got hardly any cell phone signals out there. We can bring the power of that silence to cut through the noise of their technology. So my friends, this is the message that I want to share with you. Man, that desert tore me up, and we failed when we went out there. It was not what I was expecting, but that's exactly what God wanted. And God wants the same for you. He wants to send you out to the desert for you to fail, for you to crumble, for you to get on your knees and be really thirsty and beg God for help so that you can learn how to pray, so that you could become tough, so that when you're facing your stubborn children that are sinful, you are more bold and courageous than them because you've suffered out there and you say, no, I'm tougher than you. You listen to the gospel. We will never preach the gospel to this generation if we're air-conditioned wusses. Amen? I mean, can you understand that? So, you need to find a desert experience too. It was awful, but it will make you a strong person. I am blessed that God gave me that. And on this Feast of St. John the Baptist, we should pray that he who also preached difficult messages to powerful people because of his experience in the desert, that we can have the courage to first go out into the desert and then preach those same difficult messages to bold and powerful people out there in the world. My friends, God bless you, God love you, and I will see you in the next video.